Because you were going to say jump into the recap.
Yeah.
We're still waiting for the KW boys to call in.
Are they calling, actually?
I don't know.
Did you give them the number?
No, but I said, oh, okay, call him between this time and this time.
But then they didn't respond.
I know.
Well, Mitch, boys. Come on. One of the problems is that if they are, in fact, well, I know one of them has relocated to Ottawa.
Yeah, they're not KW boys. One of them lives in Ottawa, and the other one lives in, like, Manitoba.
I'm going to have to go back and watch the first episode when they introduced them, because I'm almost positive they said KW.
Well, they were born, and they're originally from Kitchener, but neither of them no longer live here.
Right, okay, so I wasn't wrong when they introduced them.
Right.
They said they were from Kitchener.
Right, but on a subsequent episode, they said that they were not from Kitchener, which...
Right.
Is why I questioned your KW boys tag thing.
Whatever, they were born here.
Yeah.
That's good enough for me.
Okay,
anyways, apparently our stream is down. So that's probably the way they would be listening to us. They wouldn't know.
They would be saying, should I call now?
Yeah, should I call? I've logged onto their website, but I don't hear anything.
Yeah.
It's a good thing these podcasts are here to entertain me for hours and hours.
Yeah, that's right.
At www.monoamonoradio.com.
Should we just jump into the
race? Let's just do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
It is now time for...
The Amazing Race Canada Recap!
That's right, Frosh!
You didn't open the...
There is no vault for that.
Oh, we just yell it?
Yeah.
Why can't we open a vault? Can you do that for me? Can I get a little vault action, Producer Tim?
Access granted.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's so much to ask. Okay, so...
I thought this was a terrible episode.
So did I. This episode epitomized Canada. In my mind.
Yeah?
Because we are just nice people. And this, in my mind, this episode was just too nice.
It was very nice, and it was boring... And it was pointless, because at the end, nothing changed.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
So, if you want to save time, you don't even need to listen to the rest of this podcast, because nothing, literally nothing changed.
So,
not the order.
Nope.
No one was voted out.
Nope. There was no drama, really.
No. Nope. Nothing.
It was boring.
Yeah.
Insight Productions. Boring.
Man.
Jeez.
The best part, and what people should stick around for, is the Nova Scotia band that we're going to play towards the end.
Although there was one good part, which I thought was funny, which was when Jet and Dave were lobster fishing.
Yes.
And they were dancing and doing a jig, and then they were so scared of the lobster.
Well,
it was hilarious.
That would be scary. I don't know if I could pick it
up. Well, let's do a recap. And we'll determine whether you could have done that or not.
All right.
Okay, so last episode, they left off in Nunavut. Jody and Corey are in first place, the KW boys, and they get their clue and they have to go to Halifax. And
again, they're on equal playing field.
Exactly.
There's no flights out of Nunavut.
So boring. Like, everybody, no matter, it didn't matter what place they were in because they just needed to finish... Not last.
Yeah.
And they would have been fine because nothing else changed. They all had to take the same flight. And then Tim Sr. used his potty mouth and said at one point, "What do you stinkin' know?"
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah. He said, I think he said that to Tim Jr.
He said, "What do you stinkin' know?
What do you stinkin' know?" Yeah. Because he was upset because his son because they were arguing. His son was giving him a hard time about driving. And so Tim Sr. said, "What do you stinking know?"
Oh, man.
Yeah. So the order was Jody and Corey, then the Tims, then Jet and Dave were in third, and then Vanessa and Selena, the titular twins, were in last. So again... Same flight, as DJ Steele said, same flight. Then they got to the Halifax airport, and they had to drive standard. And for some reason, that scared a lot of the teams.
Yeah.
Especially Selena and Vanessa, who proved to be absolutely brutal
drivers. Which was a little bit funny, but even still, that didn't matter.
No!
We had the entire day till 6 o'clock the next morning.
I know! That was another point I had. So they it was funny. Okay, first of all, I am amazing at driving stick. So are you. So we would have fared fine. What?
Just swallowed it. Wait.
I've seen you drive stick before in your old Civic.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I would have driven amazingly with
the stick.
No, I just
swallowed my drink weird.
Oh, I thought you were laughing because I said you drive stick well.
No, I do drive stick well.
Okay. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So then they get to Pier 21. It was funny because the Jody and Corey referred to the Timms as cockroaches because they just refused to die and refused to go away. And then, those guys were, the Timms were fighting about the driving. And it was funny because at the beginning, Tim Sr., there was a picture of him holding Tim Jr. and saying how he, like, stayed home for a year and raised Tim Jr. and they bonded so much. And then it showed them, like, absolutely at each other's throats about the driving.
Yeah.
And then the funniest part of that one was when the titular twins stalled on a highway.
Yeah. Except, well, yeah.
It couldn't have been... it was a highway because it was just a traffic jam, I think. I don't think it was a stoplight.
I think it was a stop because they came to a stop going up a hill.
That was later.
Oh, that was
the
later.
The first time, there was the traffic signs looked like highway signs, and then I was like, it looks like they stalled on a highway, but why would they stop on a highway? It was because of the traffic.
Ah.
And then traffic started going again, and then they were just sitting there. Anyways. But yeah, as you said, pointless. Because everybody got to Pier 21, no matter what time you got there, you got to sleep over and then start off at 6 a.m. And then the next thing was ridiculously boring, like walking around a museum getting stamps on your passport.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate that it's, you know, a good thing to remember our Canadian heritage and, you know, how people landed in this country originally, but seriously... Think of something more creative as that.
Yeah, that's not a competition.
So anyways, another thing where Amazing Race Canada is just too damn nice. Then the titular twins stalled on the hill, and that was funny.
That was later, okay.
I liked when the titular twins were asking Jet and Dave about driving manual, and Jet said, they were like, if you go too slow, you'll like start rolling backwards on the hill, but if you go too fast, the wheels fall off.
Yeah, I like that too.
Okay. And then, the Timms were following Jody and Corey, KW boys.
One thing that's weird is how do they put away their maps in the back trunk and stuff? They gotta have the maps ready to go. Why don't you just leave it out on the thing? That's why they were following them.
Because they lost them. Didn't have the map. Well, what was funny is that Jody and Corey knew where they were going, and they had the map, and then they were trying to lose Tim and the Timms, and then they got lost trying to lose them.
Right as they found their map.
Yep. So, anyways, we would have been prepared for that because that's just ridiculous. Why wouldn't you have your? You've been using a map for the entire race. Have your map handy.
Well,
maybe wear a shirt with a breast pocket so you could keep it in your breast pocket.
That's right. And even the KW boys, why would you turn off the course? Like, everyone's going to the same place. They're going to be following you if you're going the right way, regardless.
True enough.
If you have a map.
True enough. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so then they had to go to a town, Lunenburg, and build a scarecrow that matched the other scarecrow. Again, boring.
Yeah.
And but however,
one thing is 100% sure, 100% sure, is that I can build a scarecrow better than Jet.
I don't doubt that you could.
Yeah. I don't think anybody could build one worse.
Yeah. Well, and I feel the same way because I spent a lot of last week doing arts and crafts.
There you go.
And getting ready for DJ Seabass's birthday party. And I feel like I would have, in fact, we may have fought over this. To say, no, I want to do it. No, I want to do it. I feel better doing about it.
That may have taken us out of first place right there, fighting over it.
Yeah. But I think we would have resolved our differences and just kept going. One thing I noticed, too, in the interviews is that Tim Jr. is growing a Hal in memory of Hal's mustache.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Looks pretty awesome.
Nice. I didn't notice it.
Let's see. Boring. They had to do the surf and turf. So you either had to go lobster fishing or...
Yeah.
The wiener one scared me. I was impressed with how well teams did with that.
Yeah.
I would never have done that.
Well, what was interesting, too, was they didn't do the challenge how it was supposed to be done. Like, they didn't do it by taste at all.
No, they did. They did it by sight.
By sight.
Yeah, yeah. Which was smart.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wouldn't... I definitely would have picked the lobster. I don't know what you...
Yeah, yeah, same with me.
Yeah. So then, because you said... You don't know if you would have been able to pick up the lobster. Would you have been on like the banding of the lobster,
yeah,
and I would have had to hold it? Okay. Yeah, we would have done fine there. I could have hauled up the cage and held the lobster.
Hauling
and then,
it's fine.
Yeah.
I could have twisted the cable around my body.
It was kind of funny seeing the rough and tough Jet and Dave being like reduced to schoolgirls, being afraid of lobsters.
Yeah. Well, they snap hard. Didn't you see the one grab onto the thing and then clamp it open?
No.
I'd be
it didn't let go. What's amusing is how directionally challenged the titular twins are. They are forever lost. I think they're just lost in general.
In one episode, one of them said that they have a photographic memory.
Are you sure they didn't say photogenic memory?
I don't know. What's a photogenic memory?
Well, I've heard someone use that before in trying to describe their memory as photographic, but instead they said photogenic, which means it looks good in a picture.
Oh, maybe they do have a photogenic memory.
I would say so. Then they had to go to a church. Bros are in first place, the Tims are in second.
This is where the U-turn was.
That's where the U-turn was. Nobody elected to use it again. Boring. Canadians are too nice. We definitely would have been in first place and definitely would have used it on someone.
Yeah.
And then they all had to find the blue nose. It was kind of funny when the titular twins were doing the sausage thing and they screwed up and they're like, and the one was like, let's switch. Let's do the other six. Why would you do that? You spent all this time memorizing six and then you forgot one. So you're going to like switch the whole thing around?
I think she couldn't remember hers. So she wanted the other girl to remember all 12.
Jeez.
That was funny.
I was surprised that, what was it, three of the four teams didn't know what the blue nose was?
I wouldn't have.
You wouldn't have known that it was on the dime and that it was a boat?
I knew that if I looked at the dime and I saw the boat, I would have thought we're in, like, a place where there were tons of ports and harbors. I would have put it together that we got to go find this boat, but I didn't know that what the boat was called.
Oh, okay. And then the funniest part was when the titular twins were like at the coin. They're like, I don't know what this means. Is there a money factory around here?
Yeah, the money factory.
Maybe there's a big wishing well. Anyways, order finish. The KW boys,
same.
The Tims in second.
Same.
Jet and Dave in third.
Same.
Titular twins in fourth.
Same.
And nobody got kicked off again.
And to be continued.
Ugh.
But... interestingly, though, talking about how we were waiting for the KW boys to phone in.
Yeah.
They got back to us with a bunch of retweets and tweeting to us and stuff like that.
Yep.
The Tims favorited our tweet.
Yep.
So that means everyone...
Ruh-roh. Something going on outside.
Everyone we've tweeted...
Fire truck.
Man. Everyone we've tweeted has... except for... the titular twins has tweeted back to us. So I'm going to give the titular twins another chance this week. And I'm going to, I don't know, maybe I will congratulate them for still being in the race and see if they bite on that. If not, I don't know. They are officially the worst team if they don't bite on it.
I'd say so.
Congratulatory tweet?
Yeah, do it.
I'm gonna.
So something seems to be going on at the Empress of India. The firefighters are rushing into there. And by rushing, I mean walking casually.
This is like an amazing race episode.
I know. So this whole time we've been saying how we as contestants... seriously.
Than the last one.
We as contestants would be good on the Amazing Race Canada. Like, this was nothing against the teams that were on Amazing Race Canada. This is all the producers' faults.
No, yeah, this one was a boring episode.
Seriously. So get your act together.
I look forward to the ones where people get eliminated, not because I like elimination, but it makes the episode meaningful. That's what the whole thing is about.
That's right. All right. So there you go.
So, in closing, we're going at... They were in Nova Scotia. They're flying to...
They're going to St. John, Newfoundland now.
Newfoundland. So we're going to go out on a band from Nova Scotia. Now, you may think when we get to this band, hang on a minute, these guys are from Toronto. But they began in Yarmouth, Nova Scotia in 2004.
That's right.
So we're going into a band called Holy F.
That's right. And here we have it. This is Tone Bank Jungle from their album, Holy F. Here's Holy F on 1-800-1800-100.3 Mono a Mono.